I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, and this week we have a show again. That's twice in a row, 2 weeks in a row. I know I shouldn't sound so incredulous, but it's been an interesting summer so far. By the way, once again, I have my water. What would I do without it? I know my throat would dry out. That's what I do. So I hope you have a little water of your own, wherever you're watching. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. This week on the show, I have a weird, amazing announcement. If you have not already heard of this, Samsung makes some pretty neat stuff. And in fact, I have a Samsung solid-state drive in this very laptop that I am holding in front of me. Ooh, I just spilled water. See, that's the problem. If you put your water precariously on the laptop table, hold on just a minute. Hold that thought. Oh, that's cold. On the laptop table, wedged between the table lip and the laptop, and then you pick up your laptop, you're going to spill your water. Just thought y'all to know that. Anyway, this laptop, which is running Windows 10, and is running it on a solid state Samsung drive. Whoa. Anyway, Samsung has announced another solid state drive, but this one is amazing. This one is 16 terabytes. Yes, I'm just going to sit here and bat my eyes a second. 16 terabytes. Not 16 meg. Not 16 gigs. 16 terabytes. So if you had a 1 terabyte drive in your desktop computer, which would not be unusual, 16 of those in a solid state drive. My comment was as follows. Oh, wow. 16 terabytes in an SSD. Won't need drool. Yes, I'm quite articulate. Yeah. This is an article of PC World by Jared Newman. Samsung has figured out how to supersize solid-state storage with a whopping 16-terabyte solid-state drive. At that size, Samsung has taken the lead for world's largest storage drive, even when you compare it to hard disk storage. Whoa. Last year, Seagate and Western Digital released 8-terabyte and 10-terabyte hard disk drives, respectively, while Fixstars announced a 6-terabyte SSD just a few months ago. Samsung's new drive fits within, now get this, it fits within a 2.5-inch drive enclosure, which means I could replace my little bitty 240 gig drive in this PC laptop drive with 16 terabytes. More space than I had in the first computer center I worked in, which had all the data of all the scientists generating crop protection chemical information across the nation. 16 terabytes. And it took a whole room full of computers and hard drives, which were kind of like washing machines. Whoa! Now, granted, that was back in the early 80s. But, wow! 16 terabytes and a little bitty, little solid-state drive that you can put in a laptop. As usual with insanely large storage drives, however, Samsung is targeting the server market first. At this year's Flash Memory Summit, the company showed off 48 of the new drives, 48 16-terabyte drives, in a server with storage totaling 768 terabytes. And the drives are fast as well, rated at 2 million input-output operations per second. As Ars Technica notes, conventional PC drives tend to handle 10,000 to 90,000 of those operations per second. This is 2 million. So it's not only super large, it's super fast. Wow, this is so cool. We might have seen this coming. I certainly wouldn't have seen it coming, but they say we might as well. We might have seen this coming. As Samsung is touting a major upgrade to its 3D NAND flash chips just a few days ago with the new 48-layer 3-bit VNAND technology. Sure, Samsung doubled the density of its current flash chips to 256 gigabytes. The company said it could easily double the capacity of Samsung's existing SSD lineups and provide an additional solution for multi-terabyte SSDs. Wow. That's just too cool for school. You know what I'm saying? Cool, cool, cool. I can imagine having a laptop that has more data storage on it than most computer centers. It's just so cool. Anyway, talking about the fact that this laptop is Windows 10. When I upgraded to Windows 10, I ran across a thing. This is a thing, and it's an important thing, and something you ought to take into consideration. And that is, my Kaspersky Internet Security just quit working. Now, given that it's Internet Security and my antivirus, that was troubling to me, right? So I did some research and I found out that when you upgrade to Windows 10, you have to upgrade Kaspersky. Now I didn't come up and say, oh look, you're running Windows 10, you need to upgrade. No, it just didn't work. So I went to their website and I downloaded the new version and it recognized my license and it recognized it was Windows 10 and all is well now. But it does point out the need for you to seriously consider looking at all your applications and making sure A, they work with Windows 10, and B, that there might be an upgrade specifically for Windows 10. So check it out, okay? So, next item, Ubuntu One. Now, if you were an Ubuntu user, you remember that they were really pushing Ubuntu One, which was their cloud storage. They wanted to provide you cloud storage as you used your Ubuntu desktop. And I signed up for it. I didn't pay them any money. I just signed up for the free one. And I put a few files out there and said, ah, this is okay. Kind of like Dropbox, except it was run by Ubuntu. All right, well, it didn't go anywhere. People were using Dropbox, right? Like me. I mainly use Dropbox. So they decided, this was a closed source application. We'll just go ahead and we'll release the source code because they closed down Ubuntu. They gave you plenty of time, quite a period of time, to download all your files that you had out there. I didn't have anything out there worth fooling with. So I just checked and made sure, yeah, we're good, and that was okay. But they decided that they would go ahead and open source the software. It says here in an article by John Brodkin from Ars Technica, Canonical, I love pronouncing that because I always mess it up, gave up on its operating its own cloud storage service, Ubuntu One, more than a year ago. But this week it released the system's file syncing code under an open source AGPL V3 license. Though Canonical is primarily known for its open source Ubuntu operating system, it is also closed source products and services including Ubuntu One. Today, we're happy to be open sourcing the biggest piece of our Ubuntu One file syncing service, Director of Online Services Martin Abbasetti wrote. The code we're releasing is the server-side of the desktop client is connected to it when syncing local or remote changes. This is code where most of the innovation and hard work went into it through the years, where we face most of the scaling challenges and the basis of other components were built upon. Canonical hopes that the code will be useful for developers to read through, fork into their own projects, and pick out useful bits and pieces. So they're basically saying, steal our code. We put a lot of time and effort into it. And they're not saying steal it. They're giving it away, which is good. Good for them. Good for open source. Good for the world. Yes. Whoa. Thank you, Fred. Fred's reminding us once again of the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is unusual. It is Dupe Killer. D-U-P-K-I-L-L-E-R. Dupe Killer, as it says there on the screen. And what this is for is talking about having large hard drives. If you ever needed to clean up your hard drive, you've got tons and tons and tons of stuff out there, and you put different things in different subdirectories, and maybe you put the same file in those subdirectories. Well, you don't need tons of copies of the same file. So Dupe Killer finds the duplicate file and allows you to delete it. Dupe Killer is one of the fastest and most powerful tools for searching and removing duplicate or similar files on your computer. Complicated algorithms built within its searching mechanism perform high results, rapid file search. A lot of options allow to flexibly customize the search. The program will find unneeded copies of files in locations where you would not even consider to search. There is a comparison not only by name, last modification date, or size, or you can compare files by their contents, and what's more, set up what percent they must match. That's pretty cool. One can compare files by contents, one can search different length files, include or execute or exclude files by mask, etc. So pretty doggone awesome, and it's free. Did I mention it was free? Yes! Free software, Dupe Killer. Gotta love that. Now, here's an interesting article. A global research group called NPD, which sounds like it should be like a German version of the CIA. I don't know why that comes to mind, but anyway. Perhaps it's because I've been watching Alias on Netflix. Put you in a spy frame of reference. Anyway, NPD, Chromebooks are outselling Windows laptops. Dude, gotta love that. You know, of course, as I say here, I am pleased. I am pleased by your news. Many people have resisted the idea that Chromebooks really were growing in popularity. Now, less than 5 years after the first commercial Chromebook, the Samsung Series 5 and Acer Chromebook went on sale. NPD, the global research retail research group, is reporting that Chromebook sales in June and early July, have exceeded sales of Windows notebooks, passing the 50% share threshold. Dude, now that's pretty cool. You gotta admit. And as you know, I do the Chromist Netcast. And of course, the Chromist Netcast is all about the Chrome operating system and Chromebooks. So I encourage you to check that out. It's at Chromist.com, as it says there on the screen. All right, last item we have this week, Star Wars Land. I made that up. I don't know if it's going to be called that, but you know, Disney has lands. They have this land and that land. Well, Star Wars Land is coming to Disney theme parks. Star Wars themed lands coming to Disney parks. This is from StarWars.com, of course. Today at the D23 Expo 2015, the Walt Disney Company chairman and CEO Bob Iger announced to an audience of more than 7,500 fans that Star Wars themed lands will be coming to Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California, and in Disney's Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. So think about that. We may one day be able to get into the Millennium Falcon and fight in the Battle of Yavin. Cool! For all of us Star Wars fans. I had somebody on Facebook sent me a note to myself and to my son, the Game Master, and said, dude, check this out. Disney is going to have Star Wars Land. actually lands, it sounds like. And they have some artist conception of what it could look like. Cool. Which I'll put up over here. How cool is that? All right, so that'll do it for this week. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.